Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Keep the juices flowing. Victory Monday coming up next. Cody Golden, Drewton 2, Dot and Rob, 2 to 6. Here on 96.5, the fan on a Victory Monday where I was wrong and Mac was right.
Mac's so, right Monday.
That's right. Mid-major Mac right Mondays. Gearing up for Thanksgiving. Should be a fun one. Always love this time of year.
So good.
All the decorations and everything goes up Friday on Black Friday.
Yep.
Should be interesting to get the tree out. I hate fluffing the tree.
That is the worst part.
It does suck.
Fluffing it up, but then you get it all set up.
Mm-hmm.
Get the lights on, turn that music on.
I'm not a fluffer.
You're just...
I mean, I don't like...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do it. I'm not a... Some people find joy in that. And yes, text line, you are dirty if you're knowing what you're if you're going with. So keep it PG. Family
yeah,
show.
I always, you know, fluff it up before I present
okay.
to the room.
Okay. We can't do that, Mac. We've gotten this far. It is 9:05 on a Monday. By the way, I got to be put in check. I'm glad someone on the text line from the 816. Props to you. New England, the number one seed in the AFC.
Gotcha. Makes more sense.
Very easy schedule. They got one more against Buffalo in New England. But I hate to tell you this week, you're rooting for Buffalo and you're rooting for the Colts.
Okay.
Buffalo plays at Pittsburgh on Sunday at 3:25. That would knock them down.
Man, they have to win that.
If the Colts can beat the Texans, that knocks them down. And then if you can beat the Texans.
If Colts beat the Texans and you beat the Texans, that's it.
You're in.
You're looking a lot better. Jags play the Colts twice. I mean, that's starting to feel really good. Especially if Baltimore takes care of their business. As they should. And Buffalo takes care of their business.
Baltimore now the leaders in the North.
Yep.
6-5. What do they win? Five in a row?
I think five in a row.
New England's won 9 in a row.
Yeah, no. Wow. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, 9 in a row for New England. But yeah, you look at, you know, what this week is. I mean, I'm not really counting this Monday night game. I mean, I guess it's good team. 6-5 versus 7-4. Panthers and Niners tonight at 7:15. But yeah, you look at next week, obviously Thanksgiving, Chiefs, Dallas, Packers, Lions, Bengals, Ravens. That's all your Thanksgiving Day games. That'll be Joe Burrow coming back, I would assume. Not sure why. Maybe he wants to play. Because if I'm the Bengals and I'm the Giants, Jameis Winston and Joe Flacco play the rest of the year.
90%.
I know what Dart has.
Yes.
I know who Dart's going to be. I want to see him with a fresh offense, with a new, because they fired their defensive coordinator finally. Daboll's obviously already out. Zach Taylor will probably be gone after this year, I would assume. No control in the locker room, no control of his players. Not that you're ever going to be able to control Ja'Marr Chase to the fullest, but you got to be able to do a better job than you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just, to me, there's no reason to play those teams. Cincinnati's cooked. The Giants, obviously, they're eliminated. First team in NFL this year being eliminated. That's with the Jets out there and the Raiders.
Yeah, you already saw Dart. He looked good. And even if you hadn't seen Dart, even if you didn't know what you had, like, what are you going to see right now from Dart with zero offensive line, no Malik Nabers, no Cam Scadaboo? Like, season's done.
Yeah.
You had a couple great wins. Honestly, here in 4 or 5 months, when we're talking offseason stuff, Dusty.
Yeah.
They are going to be on the Mount Rushmore of most exciting teams headed in the NFL season. Just keep it that way.
Right. So, Mrs., they buy a real tree so they don't have to fluff it. You don't have to fluff your tree. You just grab it at the top and hit the base on the floor really hard.
Oh.
Is that true?
I guess so.
Or are they talking about a different tree?
I'll have to try when I mean, on Friday.
Easy. But, yeah, I mean, it's just... Look, you're rooting for Buffalo to beat Pittsburgh and knock them out because that would put Pittsburgh at 6-6.
Be really tough for them at that point.
Buffalo would solidify themselves probably as a playoff team, so they're locked away.
They'd be like the 5 seed at that
point.
Yep.
And then it would be the Rams, or I'm sorry, then it would be the Chargers and the Jags.
Yep. And again, I mean, we can look at the Chargers
schedule.
You can't
play Jacksonville, but you get to play the Chargers again. And, you know, the Chargers, they had a bye this week, and they'll play the Raiders this week, so they're probably winning that game.
Yep.
You would think.
But then after that, do you see the rest of their schedule?
I do. Yeah, it's not easy pickings for the Chargers because they get the Raiders, and they go home against the Eagles, at Kansas City, at Dallas, home versus the Texans, and then at Denver.
That's tough. Now, will that Week 18 game matter for Denver? Big question there. Big question for us, right? Is that a play for Denver to say, stick it to Kansas City? Let LA win. You know, I don't know what the math will be at that point, but that's a big game. Does that game matter for Denver? We want it to. We would like it to.
Because the Chiefs get Dallas on Thursday, then they get a mini bye, they get the Texans at home, then they go play, what, the Titans in Tennessee, then it's the Chargers on December 14th, then it's the Broncos on Christmas, and then it's the Raiders. That's the final six, right? Those are their final six opponents. Maybe not in that particular order.
Not in that order because I know the Titans are on December 20th or something, but yes.
Okay, so then
that is the six.
So then the next games are at Dallas, home against the Texans, home against the Chargers, at Tennessee, home against Denver, at Vegas. That's your final six.
That is it.
Two slam dunks, right? You're playing two of the worst teams in football, so you would think you're going to get to eight.
You're getting to eight.
Can you win two out of the next three against those opponents? And get to 10. If they get to 10, I win $300, by the way. Texter, I haven't forgot.
Ooh, there we go.
Pretty quiet today there, my guy.
Oh, they're getting to 10. They're going to win 11 games at least.
I hope they get to 10 before Christmas. Hey, Dad, here's a new TV for the living room.
Bang.
Thanks, the text line. But what a game from Spags yesterday.
Awesome.
Took away their biggest piece.
Mm-hmm.
Fronted
biggest
them
two?
Fronted them 20 points, and that was it. And they had what? 20 early in the second half.
Yeah.
It was 20-9 with less than 2 minutes left in the third quarter. They never scored again. The game went to overtime. Defense adjusted, made plays, created incomplete passes where in the past we've seen those guys. We watched against the Chargers in week one. All those plays that just were there that they didn't disrupt in that game against the Chargers, they did that against the Colts. They win a game of a one-score possession game. They're now 1-5. They're 6-5 on the season, and they're rolling into Dallas with momentum.
And they do it in a game where the defense didn't even really, and you could say they gave up 20 points, but really, I'll look at it like 13, because that offense gave the Colts a drive at the two-yard line after that pick on the first drive on the RPO for Mahomes.
Right.
So right there, the defense showing who they are again and again. And Spagnuolo, man, I know people are going to look at this and say, and I've been the Chiefs don't have a pass rush, Chiefs can't get to the quarterback with four king. This whole season, that's been my mantra, that's been my biggest complaint. And I still think that remains true. They didn't really get to him with four, and there were no sacks yesterday. But for you box score watchers, Daniel Jones was on his ass. He was getting hit. He was under duress. He was having to make decisions quickly. And that was an adjustment from Spags. We saw that first quarter. Daniel Jones started 10 for 11 for like 50, 60 yards. He was just doing whatever he wanted, whether it was a little dragger, a bootleg to Warren, Pittman wide open on the sideline. It was just so easy. Spags started to bring the pressure from multiple different people, whether it was McDuffie. We saw Connor, Roland Wallace. Obviously, the linebackers were bringing the heat with Tranquil and Bolton both hitting Daniel Jones multiple times. It just felt good to see Spags. Okay, it was a worry. We all had that panic in our stomachs again. 10 for 11. Jonathan Taylor's ripping off some decent runs. What's happening here? He calmed the storm, man. He was the MVP. Him and Kareem Hunt won that game for the Kansas City Chiefs. And both those guys weren't without questions. They weren't without doubt from Kansas City fans right here. And they answered. They answered the call. They showed up.
It's nice when you ask and then you are received with what you ask. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it next here. And plus what it was for Kareem Hunt yesterday, which a massive game of 30 for 104 for that man that wears 29 in red. We talk about it all here on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Who do you think's riding high today? New England fans or the Rams fans? That's a bass lord right here.
Yeah, he's going hard right now.
Rams are... The Rams, this comes to Spot Track. The Rams currently are the NFC's number one seed. They are currently the Super Bowl favorite at plus 430. Mm. They have the MVP favorite, Matthew Stafford. They are in 2026, their cap space, $94 million. And they currently hold the 11th pick in the draft in the first round and the 31st pick in the first round.
Wow. It's unbelievable, man.
You can hear Colin Cowherd today.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new dynasty being built in football. It's the Los Angeles Rams. They're the top two coach in the league. Lee Snead. No one knows who he is. GM of the Rams. Been great. Been there since 2012. He is good. Matthew Stafford, MVP. Could play till he's Tom Brady. Could play till he's 44. He could. He looks good. Everyone thought he was going to be injured. He's good. The Rams are the best team in football. They are.
It's my Super Bowl prediction.
Rams-Chiefs.
Rams-Chiefs. See if we can hold up our end of the bargain. Looks like the Rams are doing pretty solid.
Top three performers from yesterday's game. Ooh. Kareem Hunt, number one?
Yes.
Okay. Number two, Harrison Butker.
Love it. I'm okay with that.
Because there's a lot of things that happened yesterday that we had asked from this team.
Yep.
Can Butker get it right? No doubt in my mind he didn't. He 100% got it right. He's been fine.
Been great. Been really good.
Figured it out. Like maybe him and Mahomes need to have a conversation how to get the kinks out of your swing, right? Hey, here's what I did. I know they're completely different positions. Bad take. But again, like mentally wise,
yeah,
like what'd you do to get back to your truth, to yourself? Number three, best performance yesterday, Spags.
Yeah. Spags has to be on that list. Rashee Rice, honorable mention.
Sure.
And if you want to give it to all players, I would probably go Hunt, Butker, Rice. And Rice was great, but that's what Rice should be doing. Because somebody had asked earlier on the text line, they said, Rashee Rice is a top 10 receiver just from the eye test. And I don't think he's a top 10 receiver. That's just such a loaded field. It's a very loaded field.
It's the most loaded field in the NFL.
Correct.
Yep.
And I think that when you look at the field of receivers, because you're, even though you hate him, Ja'Marr Chase is in there. Even though you may not like him, A.J. Brown's there, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, JSN. Like, I'm already at 5 or 6, and Rashee Rice has potential, right? Maybe now he's starting to get into the groove. Because this is, that was a huge performance in a big time. And Xavier Worthy was perfect for his role yesterday. Again, what we said last week, we want to see him run. We want less to be more. And you want to win a game that might come down to one possession. They did all of that. And they did it in a way of which it kind of makes the city feel a little bit better, I think, about the win. Even though it's a 23-20 win and you dominated almost every statistical category except sacks. I think they had, what, three?
Three or four.
And they had fewer penalties.
Yeah.
And your special teams needs to have a conversation.
Dog water. Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. It's minus 150 for a penalty on a special teams play.
Every time.
Every time.
First special teams opportunity in the game. Holding.
Holding.
Where they already got the ball on the five. It went half the distance. Hit the ball on the 3-yard line.
Guys.
2-yard line. Run play. Interception play. It doesn't scream, you know, all the time on the stat sheet, but the special teams do kind of pigeonhole this offense sometimes.
Yes.
And again, you've got to be better. Yeah, see, St. Brown, Puka, Nico. I don't know if Nico's a top 10, but he's right there. He's 11 or 10. I mean, yeah. And I mean, it's to be the 15th best receiver in the NFL. To give an analogy, would be like being the 15th highest GPA at a school that has 550 kids. Yeah, you're not top five. You're not the valedictorian. You're not top 10. But by God, your GPA is in the top 15, and there's 500 people in your field, right?
Yeah.
Whereas like the wide receiver, there's 20 solid wide. Look at the fantasy football draft. That's why people will still tell you draft running backs first, because there's not as many good ones. There's room to pick receivers. You may not get Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, guys like that, but or Puka. But you get a guy like Nico, get a guy like who's better, Rashee Rice or T. Higgins?
Rashee Rice.
Okay. But that's the field he's in.
Yeah.
Right? It's
more
it's
that tier
field,
probably.
Right? Devontae Smith, Rashee Rice. That field.
I think he's a tier above that.
Okay.
I think he's a tier above
but
that.
But you think Devontae, so you would put Devontae tier 3, Rice tier 2.
Tier 2. Yeah.
T. Higgins tier 2. Jalen Waddle tier 3 with Smith?
Probably.
Yeah. So I think it is interesting when you think about that. Like,
yeah.
It's he's not top 10, but that's not like, gosh dang it.
No, it's like another analogy is you just keep doing this all day, but it's like best score in the NBA. Well, it's like, no, he's not, but he does average 28. Like, right. It's a lot of points. It's still a lot of points. A great scorer. Guys averaging 35. You know, it is what it is.
But I think yesterday where you start with the success of this was taking a note of what your team has been, and I'm sure there was a conversation. I don't know it to be true, but I would assume there was a conversation, and you've seen this before in sports you played, where maybe you've got an athlete on your team that you know they need to be big in this week, and the coach kind of pulls them aside, a couple hands on the shoulder pads or whatever it may be, hands on the head, and say, hey, we need you today. Got a feeling Andy said that to Kareem, because Andy doesn't run the ball that much. And they ran the ball 46, 47 times. They doubled the production of the Colts, who have the number one rushing offense in the NFL. The Colts ran for 74 total yards. The Chiefs ran for 148. That, to me, was a game where, like, they knew going into that, no matter what, they were going to run the ball. Because the Colts ran away from the run, and the Chiefs dug into the run. 30 times for 104 yards for Kareem Hunt with a 3.5 average. And you were able to do that. They still didn't believe that you were going to run the ball. That's why they kept doing it. And we said all week, prove to them that you're going to run the ball. Prove to them that we'll do it. And then that opened up Rashee Rice. That opened up that play in overtime to Xavier Worthy over the top to set them up for field goal range. And watching Butker hit those and they not scoring on their opening drive in overtime led me to believe, here we go. Or the Chiefs got the ball, right? No, Colts got the ball, didn't do it.
Yep.
Chiefs got the ball. won the game.
And we can talk about that. My oldest brother's texted me this morning saying that he's like, we haven't heard us talk about it, but he doesn't think the Colts should have taken the ball. He thinks they should have kicked it first, let the Chiefs go struggle again on offense like they have been, give their Colts time to rest and Jonathan Taylor time to rest. But that's a different form of strategy.
That's a bold take, though.
It is a bold take. And
because you're putting, depending on what you believe what the Chiefs could be. Mm-hmm. Now, if that's like Chiefs Raiders, I honestly, in the regular season, I always take the ball. Always. Postseason, of course you defer.
Yeah.
Right? Because everybody gets an opportunity no matter what happens. Until that rule changes and a touchdown doesn't knock the game out, you always take the ball first. Whether you're on the road or whether you're at home, whether your opponent is whoever your opponent is, win it. Go win the game. But that's, you know, they had the Colts had many opportunities to win that game. They were winning that game in the fourth quarter by two scores.
Both teams get a chance to possess, though, right?
Oh, they do?
Yeah, and in regular season,
so
I believe.
So if they score a touchdown in regular season, they can get the ball back, and they can score a touchdown in regular season?
Yeah. Because it's
the Josh Allen rule?
Yes, because it's the Josh Allen rule. Thank you.
But that was a playoff game.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that's still the rule because it's a 15-minute time period now, not 10 minutes anymore. I think that's it. I thought that was the case yesterday. I could be wrong.
Where's Binkley?
But I think that's the reason for that take is because you know you're going to get that other possession. But either way, I mean, even that's not the reason. I can see some credence in it just because the offense for the Chiefs had struggled. The Colts defense was good. You give Jonathan Taylor maybe some more time to rest, but it's not like he was.
Yep. 2025 NFL season, the regular season overtime rules changed to match the postseason that's format. Each team gets possession, and a first possession touchdown does not end the game unless it is a safety by the defense.
That's what I thought. So, yeah, because it was 15-minute period, three timeouts. It just seemed more like that's what I thought. So,
yeah.
I guess there's some credence to that take. But again, back to the running the ball, you mentioned it 30 times. Most ever for Kareem Hunt, by the way, in his career, in his 8 or 9 season career, 30 years old. Andy Reid, just like you said, hands on the shoulder pads before the game. Hey, bud, get ready. I'm handing you the rock. And 12 or 13 of those we counted, man, under center. And how much did we harp on that throughout this year and throughout this week, specifically about no one trusts you. Everyone or no one believes you. Like, they know what you're doing. They know you're running a play action. You don't run it under center, but you could. Mm-hmm. Look at this one time you did it here. Look at this. And Bob went through the numbers, top five, when they actually do run under center. They did it yesterday 12 or 13 times, and they were successful in doing so. And that is going to pay dividends down the line here, brother, even this Thursday. Cowboys, right now, they're in the film room watching the tape, saying, okay, now under center. Now, the Chiefs can have different legs. They can have branches on what they do now under center. They can run play action. They can have Tyquan Thornton run deep. They can do those little drag underneath mesh routes. I think Andy Reid, and I hope this is the case, saw yesterday what running the ball can do for his offense long term. You got to be patient to see that fun pay off, to see those long balls happen, to see those scores come to life. It starts with a 2-yard carry. It starts with a 3-yard carry. It does. It's going to begin with a 2nd and 7. It's not as fun, but I'm telling you, long term, it will pay off because those defenses are going to crash in and they're going to be looking at the offensive line and Kareem Hunt. And all of a sudden it's going to be Mahomes over to Tyquan Thornton or Xavier Worthy.
Right. And you know, when you need it the most, when you're down by 3 in the fourth quarter and it's, you know, moving, you know, had a chance to win the game, couldn't get it in the red zone, had to go for a field goal with 15 seconds left and got it to overtime. Somebody says, great ball knowledge, Dusty. Thank you. Sorry, they change the rules every single week, and this is the first year that they have done it in the overtime rule. So I appreciate that, 6-2-0. Stay great. But yeah, both teams get the ball, 10 minutes in overtime, and some people are going to your brother's take as to say, kick the ball, because then you get 4 downs no matter what, depending on what the other team has done. So there are advantages.
For sure. Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, give Jonathan Taylor some time to rest. My only devils to that would be he hadn't run the ball since the third quarter. That dude's rested up.
And they still didn't use him.
And they did not use him.
They had a chance to put the game away. Threw a pass over the middle. Open field tackle by the Chiefs on the secondary. Had a guy there in the zone ready for the play. Didn't allow a first down. Colts had to punt it. Chiefs got the ball. Went down. 15 seconds left. Got tackled. I think that was one of those sacks that didn't really add up to us. Is it what they had, like 4 sacks for a 6-yard total losses? So they were all like right there on the line of scrimmage. And then you kick the field goal and tie the game, go to overtime, take care of business, walk away victorious. I don't know if this team is yet a playoff team, but that was a big step in the right direction.
I mean, I'm trying to tamper my excitement, as you've seen me this morning, be a overzealous and, and pumped? Because I know that's just one of many that this team needs to have. I'm trying to, and I know that that's what they're saying in the locker room too. That's what Andy's saying to these guys. Hey, that's just one. Let's go. Next,
on to Dallas.
On to Dallas, right? Next week's Dallas Thursday. You've got a few days to prep. Like, there's no, what is it? What's today? Is today Wednesday, I guess, for them?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I guess today is
Thursday,
Wednesday.
Thursday, Sunday. So Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday's Friday. That makes today Thursday.
What?
I don't know.
What the hell was that?
No kidding. Bob?
Yeah, exactly. Where is he? No, man, that was, I think they know what's at stake here. And if they get to 7-5 and they're going to be hosting the Houston Texans here with the mini bye, I think they've got what it takes. I think they've got what it takes. And they showed that yesterday.
Right.
They showed that yesterday.
Somebody from the text line for the 913, because we can talk about it. We've only got 30 minutes left of this program.
Please.
Dusty, you were right about Dallas. I was telling you that you were nuts for picking them. I said they would get smoked. And for a while, I thought it was easy. But damn, Dallas. I did call that. I was 1-for-1 on my picks this week. I said the Colts would win.
1-for-2, yes.
And I said, 1-for-2. And I said that Dallas would upset Philadelphia. And they did.
They did. Colin.
I mean, that's the way it was, man.
That'd be good, Colin and Gold on a show together.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
The comparisons. They did. They didn't.
Yeah, they just didn't do it. I mean, Matthew Stafford's good, but he's not great. He's the best quarterback we've seen outside of Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. He is. He's one of the best. But no, Dallas is, which is interesting, because they're 5-5-1. Obviously, the tie they had earlier in the season with Green Bay. But now you have Dallas, Kansas City, Thanksgiving, which we all have seen the tweets. It's not an original take. This will be the most viewed game of a regular season in NFL's history. I think it'll get close to 45 million viewers.
I think you're right.
You're going to take the entire Texas fan base. You're going to take the entire Kansas City fan base. You're going to carry over the Green Bay and Detroit crowd. And nobody really cares about the night game, right? The Black Friday game, I believe, is Philadelphia and Chicago.
Yeah, it is. Bears and Eagles. Decent game.
Yeah, Bears at Philadelphia, 2:00 in the afternoon. That's awesome. And then you have noon, Green Bay at Detroit every year. Chiefs at Dallas at 3:30. And then Cincinnati, Baltimore. That's the night game. That's when the second round of the garage kicks in and maybe a second plate.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're coasting into the sheets about 9 p.m.
Smash.
Trying to see if Joe Burrow can hang with Lamar Jackson, because I don't think he should play, but he's going to play.
Is that the report he's playing?
I don't know. That's my report.
That's your take.
Okay. And I was right about the Colts.
Dusty's report.
I feel like he practiced fully.
No, you're right.
All week.
You're right.
Flacco looks like it's done.
What, Zach Taylor and the owner are going to say, Burrow, you're not playing? Like, he's not going to.
And good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm playing. I've been sitting here. I want to play.
But I think that when you look at this game against Dallas, because it's interesting, because you watch the game against Indianapolis, the one you won. You won in dramatic fashion. It was season type of stuff on the line. Got to get the morale right. Got to get there. Got to have a win. Got to have a win against a playoff team. Got to win a one possession game. Got to run the ball. They did all that, and then they walk it off with a field goal with 2 minutes left in overtime. And you're like, all right, there's the momentum. We're alive. We've got juice. We've got all this stuff going forward. Let's switch over to 325.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch Philadelphia go up 21-0. A.J. Brown's all over the place because, of course, he is. Saquon Barkley, nowhere to be found. Philadelphia ran away from the run. Up 21-0. What did the Colts do? The Colts were up 20-9 and ran away from the run. Who's the best player on Philadelphia's team?
Saquon Barkley.
Who's the best player on Indianapolis' team?
Jonathan Taylor.
Who had the two worst games running the ball yesterday?
Eagles and the Colts.
Exactly. Who blew leads?
Mm-hmm. Eagles and the Colts.
And now you're taking both of those teams, Dallas and Kansas City, who went on backbreaker, just adrenaline-type games, and you're in a crash course for Thursday, and it's Thanksgiving.
Get me going.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a game.
It's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a game.
No, I agree. I'm with you on that.
And I think what you have to do is look at the Denver Bronco tape against the Cowboys. Now, I know Benito is everywhere in that game, and their defensive line is so much better than the Kansas City Chiefs. It's one of the best in the league. But this is going to be a game. I'd like to know if you could look what the over-under is right now in Vegas. I bet it's 53.5. And I bet the Chiefs are favored by 3.5.
I'm going to go 48.5.
This game was 50.5 against the Colts.
Okay.
to give reference. The Chiefs were favored by 3.5, and the over-under was 50.5. I bet this Dallas matchup, the Chiefs were they were open up at 4. Chiefs were favored by 4. I bet that's down to 3.5, and I bet the over-under is 53.5.
I'm going to stick with 48.5, and I'm going to say they're favored by 2.5. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Chiefs Cowboys favored by 3.5. Mm-hmm. Chiefs are still over under. What did you say it was?
53.5.
51.5. We'll split it. Yeah, so it is over 50. Hi. I mean, I get it. This is a top, like you said, top five offense, and this is a what should be a top five offense, and probably overall has been a top 12-10 offense in Kansas City, in my mind. So yeah, this is going to be a lot of high octane power. The only thing is I believe Spags in this defense, and I think they've shown it this season for the most part, can stop anyone. Other than James Cook, they've been able to do and stop really anyone. What's the most points they've gotten scored on them this season? 31, and it was against Jacksonville in a game that that was on them, right? That was on Kansas City.
Saw another confusion of an interception again. Bolton was there, got interrupted. Same thing happened in Jacksonville, and I was starting to have that like sort of there was another because you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I get that.
It's right there in the corner of the like right there on the outside in his hands, interrupted. I'm like that's what happened in Jacksonville. And I'm sitting here going, don't let this do it again.
Because yep.
That was a takeaway. It was right there.
It's
that
in
was
his hands.
That was your best bet this week. It was Daniel Jones throwing an interception.
Yeah, and they had it. And they had it twice again. Yeah, there were two different times. They got to start forcing those turnovers. I know that's not the MO of this defense, and it's more just get stops, get pressure, blitz, all those things. Man, I was begging for a turnover there. How nervous were you, 1-10, in that second half?
I was 10. So I was fortunate to pick the Colts to win. So I'm kind of on both sides of the fence where my fandom is screaming like, come on, dude, don't prove me right.
Yeah.
Literally. I'm not rooting for this team to lose. I still don't know if this is a playoff team because the team they beat did a lot of stuff. We got that on the mic, by the way, that blow through the schnoz.
Right, thank you.
It's fine. Snot Lord. Pretty much.
Damn it.
It's okay. Well, still cheering from last night.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
But no, I mean, I think that if you look at that game, yes, the Chiefs did a lot of things that they themselves needed to do. They needed to prove they could run the ball. Because I loved watching when they would show the RPO with Mahomes handing it off. Show what the linebackers did. And they were doing the same thing they did in that game against the Denver Broncos.
Yes.
Where as soon as they did it, they would go to the outside, or as Tony would say, outside the numbers. And even they were handing off, I'm like, dude, they still don't believe. This is like in the third quarter. This is like Kareem Hunt's like 23rd handoff.
Yeah.
23rd. And they still were kind of like, I don't know. And Andy stuck with it. That's big.
Huge.
Or Nagy. I saw more of Nagy in Mahomes' ear in this game than I've seen the entire time he's been here in his second tenure.
We've got some texts about that too, maybe speculating.
I saw a lot more Nagy on the huddles than I've seen in the past.
Maybe, yeah, speculating that Andy did maybe hand it off a little bit to Nagy and say, hey, take the ropes a little bit, take the reins.
But that was a game where what you asked for, I think you got in this Colts-Chiefs game. You asked for them to run the ball, they did it. You asked for them to win a one-possession game, they did it.
They did it.
You asked for them to do less with more, they did it. And that's exactly the recipe you got. You had a team that is inexperienced with a quarterback that you just don't trust on the road in a playoff environment, and he folded. And that team, that coordinator, that coach, they folded. They took the ball out of the best player's hand outside of a quarterback in the league this year. And he was irrelevant. He was gone. And Daniel Jones didn't beat you. And then you adjusted. They did not. They stuck with what they had. They saw 20 points, but it didn't make sense because they had 20 points and they still didn't run the ball. Again, they had 74 yards rushing on their side. The Chiefs had 148. 104 of those coming from Kareem Hunt, who had a legacy game.
Legacy game. Seriously. 30 carries, the most he's ever had. 12 or 13 of those under center for the Chiefs. And yeah, man, you mentioned it. There are still going to be some fans out there that are going to say, well, they didn't score when they should have. They had these missed opportunities.
And they're not wrong.
And absolutely, were there things that could have gone better yesterday? Yes. Should the Chiefs have won that game by double digits, probably, if you look at the stats and the numbers? Absolutely. But hasn't this team done that before?
Correct.
Haven't you seen this team do that before and fight through the adversity and actually come up and do that and win by 10 points and win by 15 points and play their best? Yes. They needed that win yesterday because they weren't playing their best. They needed that momentum. They needed positivity in their lives. They went out. They got it. They showed us at home who they can be and who they actually are as a football team. And man, I'm telling you what, people better watch out. This is going to be fun. This is going to be a fun last 5 or 6 weeks of the season. I think the Chiefs are coming hot.
I was freaking smiling, man.
Tell him, DJ. Coming up, we'll do our Brio Show of the Weekend, and we'll wrap this show up and get you ready for a Thanksgiving holiday. We love you. We're thankful for you. We'll do it on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Brioche of the Weekend.
Big brioche guy.
Love that. Yeah, good take.
Who's got Dusty Likens as their brioche of the weekend? Mr. Reverse Psychology. I'm a psychologist of the reversal world.
Hater.
How am I a hater?
Geek. Just kidding.
No, you keep going. Nerd.
Nerd.
You know who I'm not? This guy.
Hey, watch out for the Smithies!
Gotcha, geek.
Gotcha, geek.
Sorry.
Sorry, bud.
Oh, man. Doesn't work out every week, does it?
No,
sorry.
Doesn't.
Did the Colts get exposed?
I think a little bit. I mean, I think we know. You know, make Daniel Jones win the game a little bit. Take away Jonathan Taylor. We see what they truly are. Yeah, they've got a young head coach who needs to get past abandoning the run, right? And and Andy Reid still, we're 20 plus years later, still talking about that. And we're celebrating the fact that he didn't do that yesterday and was able to stick with his game plan. So that could take a long time. And then, yeah, we know Daniel Jones' faults. That's a young team. They're probably ahead of schedule. But yeah, if you take away Jonathan Taylor, it's a lot. The three losses, all three losses, I believe they've scored 20 points.
And two of them were on the road.
Yeah.
Outside of a dome.
So if you get over 20, if you can hold them to 20, get a dub.
They've lost three games, all three on the road, right? They lost to the Rams in Los Angeles. They lost to the Steelers in Pittsburgh. And they lost to the Chiefs at Kansas City.
I think so.
Play them on the road. Because right now your playoff seedings are New England 1, Denver 2, Colts 3, Ravens 4. And then I believe it is Buffalo, Chargers, Jacksonville.
Man, we're going to get a Ravens-Bills Week 1 wild card matchup in Baltimore.
Could.
I think that's what's going to happen.
And if the Chiefs can slide in as the 7th seed, guess where they're going? Denver.
Yeah.
In Denver.
Woo! I want it. I want that. That is what I want.
Well, you got to wait for it. It's like Christmas. Which you get that on Christmas.
Yes,
but it's
exactly
in Kansas City, and it could be a potential swinging of the seeds. Another tough one there.
I was freaking smiling, man.
You tell him, DJ. Brioche of the weekend, not myself and not my picks, obviously. But my brioche of the weekend, it's one of my favorite things to do. And I know, Mac, it's part of yours, but, you've got a little different part of it. Yeah. Friendsgiving, man.
Yeah, man.
Friendsgiving on Saturday night at my buddy Jeremy's house. It was fun. Everybody brought their dishes. They rocked them out. Everything was great. Again, it was the best turkey I've ever had. He did the turkey breasts on the Traeger, soaked them in a brine overnight, buttered them, foiled them, brought them out, cutting them. Smooth as butter, tasted like chicken. It's the best turkey I've ever had in my entire life.
Let's go.
I'm going to duplicate the same recipe for my family on Thursday as we dive into that as well. Should be a solid thing. But, man, you just sometimes it's fun to just sit back because there wasn't really much going on in college. I mean, I know the Vols went into the swamp and stomped on the Gators. So that's always fun to see that if you're Mr. Morey. But, again, I think that, you know, sometimes you get lost in the world, and sometimes it's awesome. Even if there are 45 people there and 21 of them are children, it's still fun to just kind of sit back, relax, enjoy. It was beautiful weather. We were outside for most of the day. The sun went down, and then it got chilly, came inside, just kind of had good camaraderie, just everybody talking, everybody chilling, everybody's mouth full from food. The garage was open. It's fun. It's great. It takes you back. You always take advantage of these things. I'll have another Friendsgiving, but it's more of like a night owl type thing on Wednesday where a bunch of my crew from high school and what we've gained and friends that have gotten married and friends that we've created throughout expanding the circle of friendship. But, man, Friendsgiving really is underrated. When you have those events where everybody gets to make something and, you know, you're always going to have something where you're like, oh, God, who made that? You're like, shh, they're right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Just don't say anything. All right, fair enough. But great turnout, great friends, great
awesome
time. I love the Thanksgiving holiday. That's why I always get mad when we just skip over it. And it's like, oh, it's not Thanksgiving. It's Christmas. No. Friends, family, food,
so
comfort,
important.
Especially in a day in today's world where all that can be taken away from you at any moment and you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. I think it's fun to remind yourself of what you truly have. You know, find those people that will carry you through life. That was the message this Sunday at the service was find people that will carry you and take you to that place. Like, find those people that support you. Find those people that believe in you. And find those people that enjoy being around you or with you and support your life that way. So that's what Friendsgiving was to me this weekend. It was great. That's my brioche of the weekend. Matt, go ahead.
Well, it's like, I mean, we were talking about with the Chiefs. Like, less is more. Go back to your fundamentals. Don't overthink it. Like, dude, friends, family, food, the people you care about, right? That's right. What really matters. So, yeah, dude, same for me. We had our Friendsgiving. Had to have it yesterday, so kind of before, during, and after kind of the whole day with the game. So it was cool. This is our first Thanksgiving, Hannah and I, here, like, together, living That's together. Cool. So it was cool. Like,
and you got to host it?
And we hosted it
so
all in our place.
Litty.
It was, yes, exactly. Okay. Yes, for that reason.
And you don't have to worry about waking up Sunday morning because you get to, I'm going to stick it to Dusty's face.
Exactly.
This Max is so
right,
much fun.
Max Wright Monday. No. So it was obviously the win helped. But yeah, a bunch of my friends that I've had since I was 10 years old that now she's become super close with. And then a lot of her friends from her class came. And so it was kind of a cool, like, mingling and duo, two different friend groups kind of coming together, and it was a great time, super exciting. Then also went disc golfing on Saturday with our boy Jacob Mustard, the Mustard Man. He's really good, by the way.
No doubt.
Very, very good. Very, very good stroke.
Here we go.
BBL stinky.
Was that Mustard better than Bijan Robinson Mustard on Sunday?
I think on Sunday, yeah, probably was. But, yeah, man, that was it. Just went disc golf with the brother and Mustard. And yeah, Friendsgiving was a blast. And obviously the Chiefs win. So great weekend. Still had some solid weather. We'll see how long we're hanging on to that. I don't know what Thanksgiving looks like. But I know we've got rain in the forecast today.
Oh, we do? So we got a good nap day today?
We got a good nap coming up.
We got a
up.
Good Abuelito's breakfast burrito.
Ooh.
Hit the sack.
Thinking Freddy's maybe, but I don't know.
This early? We're
Dude,
leaving.
I know. I know.
Freddy's doesn't open until 11.
I know. 10:30.
Oh.
Trust me, I know.
So you're going to milk it up here for a little bit?
I don't know.
Chili chi on the fry?
I just want a burger. Thursday, Thanksgiving, looks to be sunny, high of 43, low of 28. Friday and Saturday, looks like there will be rain.
Huh.
Also, yeah, best turkey I ever had as well at the Friendsgiving. My guy who, one of my best friends, Christian, who's now a pescatarian, so he didn't even eat the turkey he made, but he's made it before, wraps it in bacon, base every 30 minutes. It was really good, dude. I'm also going to try to copy that recipe.
Went to baser on the turkey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody said, what's the recipe for that turkey? I don't know it in full. I just know that it is like an apple cider, a little bit of water, sage, thyme, salt, pepper, a little bit of sugar, and you're supposed to like get it to a boil, then let it rest and cool down, and then soak the turkey breast. And then I'm sure if you looked up like apple cider turkey recipe, you'd get it. My friend has yet to send it to me, so I need to get on that. But yeah, man, I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. But that was our Breach of the Weekend presented by Sheet Metal Workers Local Number 2. Vote for the high school football game of the week at PrepsKC.com. And each week, the Sheet Metal Workers will give $750 to both teams' booster club. And we'll announce those every Friday morning. Don't forget, Mac will be back on Friday.
Yep.
8-11 with Drew Nixon, who is the biggest Shedeur Sanders believer and thinks the Bengals will win out and that Joe Burrow will be known for it.
Get ready.
He thinks they're going to win the North.
Prepare yourself.
I said in the bullpen, it's rough over there. Gold's exhausted. It's only 9:53. Drew looks like Marty McFly from Back to the Future. Cody's in gray sweatpants. You only know what that means. He's ready.
Oh, yeah.
And Drew thinks the Bengals are going to win the North and that Shedeur Sanders should get traded for a fourth-round pick to the Raiders.
It's going to get heavy, dog,
it's
for sure.
It's legitimately lit.
It's awesome. I thought I was the optimist. I admire his ability to stay true to his team. Another thing, Cowboys, obviously Chiefs this Thursday, you mentioned, could be the most watched regular season NFL game ever. 42.1 million was the most in 2022 on Thanksgiving against the Giants and the Cowboys. Dusty, final guess before we get out of here. How many are watching on Thursday? 42 million.
I'm going to say 43.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Okay, I'm going to go 43.7. I'm going to go 45. Big, big record breaker this Thursday against the Cowboys. Let's go 7-5.
And you're giving a score prediction?
Yeah, let's do it. I'll go, I think the offense is going to have a better day. I'll go 27-17. Chiefs win.
Okay. Mac, we'll talk to you Friday. We'll see if that holds up. I'm Dusty Likens. That's Mac Morey. First and most importantly, have a wonderful, safe, fun Thanksgiving, and go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay groovy. I'm telling you, you're going to want to be locked in from 10 to 2 with Cody, Golden, Drew. I'll talk to you next Monday. Mac will talk to you Friday at 8 a.m. Take care, Kansas City.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.